All right. Well, hey, welcome to Cut the Check. We were a winner on our big check bet for 3 weeks in a row. Hope you bettors out there took the Ravens and laid the points last week. Each week on Cut the Check, former NFL player Jarrell Worthy will share his analysis of the best bets in football. If you're putting money on the line, betting NFL games, you need to subscribe to our Cut the Check podcast or join us on Wednesday nights live on Locker Room. I'm Brian Zorner. I spent 20 years in the capital markets, but the man making the pitch is Jarrell Worthy, NFL veteran. Jarrell, say hello to the crowd.
Man, how you guys doing this evening? I'm excited to talk about these picks, man. We split the bets last week. I'm excited to make some more money this week, and I'm excited to get these guys up and rolling, man. So I'm the guy you need to know. If you want to place your bet, cut the check, and let's roll.
Cut the Check is about getting paid, and if you listen to us, you're going to get paid making your bets on the NFL. We'll have your top picks on the big games for Week 10, including all three primetime games in the show. We were strong out of the gates, Jarrell, last week with the Cut the Check picks, but the late games on Sunday and Monday night took us down. 5-6 versus the spread, net down only $55, though, because the big check bet win with the Ravens gave us a strong base. We'll talk a little bit more about Baltimore. Ravens covered, still not exactly sure where you shake out on how they can hang with the Steelers and some of the NFL's elites. What are you feeling about the Ravens right now?
Man, I still like them, man. I think that they have a lot of additional pieces that they added to their team this offseason. They still have to find ways to become more of a cohesive team, especially defensively. I think offensively, they're going to do what they do. We know what Lamar Jackson brings to the table. And I think they're going to have to figure out ways to become more creative offensively. We overheard Lamar Jackson stated this week that, you know, he was hearing that his plays were getting called at the line of scrimmage. And so I think, you know, obviously the Ravens want to be more versatile, especially going up against a Bill Belichick team in this upcoming week.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson just hasn't been as sharp as he was. He knows it. He's got to get better. We're going to start this week off with a great AFC South Thursday night game. It's going to be the Colts and the Titans. The Colts offense was completely shut down by the Ravens last week. They'll head to Tennessee to face a Titans team coming off another solid win over the Bears. Tennessee opens up here as a 2-point home favorite. Who do you like in this game?
For me personally, I like the Tennessee Titans in this one. I think that the Colts struggled last week, especially against the run, having Lamar Jackson all over the field. But the question mark for the Colts all year has been the play of Phillip Rivers, the up and down play, having an opportunity to be in a game, be in contention last week, had an interception go to the end zone for a pick six. And so I just think at the end of the day, you know, the Colts continue to struggle offensively. They have the offensive line in place. They have the running backs, but the quarterback position has been very, very suspect this year. So I'm going to roll with the Tennessee Titans. They have a proven formula. They have the running game. Derrick Henry's going to get the ball 30 times a game, even if they are down late in the game. And I still believe in the Tennessee Titans. I want to bet against them all the time just because of Ryan Tannehill, to be honest with you. But I'm going to have to start believing in what he's been able to accomplish thus far in the NFL. And guys can find ways to make themselves household names again, and Ryan Tannehill is doing just that.
Yeah, the Titans have looked good. You look at that, you mentioned Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry or Dalvin Cook? Who's taking the NFL rushing title this year?
Well, it's going to be Derrick Henry just because of the consistency that he plays with each and every week. In most cases, he's guaranteed at least 100 yards. You know, Dalvin Cook's had these games this year where, he's going off for some phenomenal, monstrous yards, touchdowns. You know, he's got the most most touchdowns over the NFC, especially against his division opponents. He's number one against his division opponents. He's been murdering that NFC North division. And so I like Dalvin Cook. But as far as the long term, you know, riding into the playoffs, having a bell cow that you can lean heavily on, I'm going to roll with Derrick Henry.
All right, Derrick Henry and the Titans, 2-point favorite at home. Cut the check. Jarrell Worthy says, take the Titans, lay the 2 points. We'll dig in a little later in the show to a good cross-conference matchup between the Bills and the Cardinals. Let's talk first about a big NFC West game. The Seahawks have been a favorite of yours all year. They've stumbled recently, dropped two of their last three games. They'll look to straighten it out against all the problems they've had on their defense against the Rams, coming off a bye. LA, a 1.5-point favorite at home. What's the call on this one?
Well, personally, I like the Rams in this one, especially coming off a bye. You get an opportunity to get healthy. You get an opportunity to scout the team, especially being a division game upcoming. Realistically, the Seahawks, they've looked pretty good offensively. Everybody wants to talk about Russell Wilson. He's still my MVP candidate for this upcoming year. But, you know, and as far as DK Metcalf, he continues to show flashes of excellence. But realistically, it's the defense and the suspect play that they've had, the inconsistencies. They had Jamal Adams come back to the lineup last week. But when you saw in man coverage last week, he was getting beat left and right. Stephon Diggs was leaving him all the way over at the Gatorade coolers. And so, like, it's just, even having a star power defensive back coming back to that secondary, it still didn't help them in the long run. So for me personally, I like the Rams in this one. I like McVay. I like the consistency with their offense. And at the end of the day, who's going to stop Aaron Donald? And Jalen Ramsey's going to be traveling with DK Metcalf. So that combination of pass rush and coverage, I think it really does favor with the Rams.
Yeah, Seahawks have had trouble with the injuries in the backfield as well. Chris Carson still very questionable. He did not practice again today. And it feels like without that, they've really struggled since he's been hurt.
Yeah, I mean, they've had struggles all year as far as the running back is concerned. That's why Pete Carroll's always been so lenient, so adamant of going back into the beast mode knapsack, because of the simple fact that, you know, we've had guys that have had, you know, premier college careers. Chris Carson's had one. Carlos Hyde has definitely had one. I've had my opportunities of playing against him in the Big Ten. But at this point in time now, man, these guys are seasoned vets and they have to be able to deliver on a consistent basis. Carlos Hyde, I thought, coming over from the Houston Texans and the type of season that he had last year, I really thought that it was going to be a great opportunity in this type of system where he was going to be able to hit some runs downfield. But I don't necessarily see the consistency up front in their offensive line play. And it's just really relying on Russell Wilson to find a way to make a play. But if they don't get their offensive line and their offensive consistency running the ball together, then they're going to find themselves really sledding back in this NFC West, because it's a very tough division.
A lot of talk this week that Russell Wilson has lost that early lead for the league MVP. Is he still your league MVP after 9 weeks, or are you starting to question whether someone else deserves to be up there?
Well, I personally think that I'm going to still roll with Russell Wilson, just because as far as his play, he's still been performing at a high level. It's just been the defense that hasn't been picking up its end of the bargain. And I think at the end of the day, Russell Wilson can only do so much. We heard Aaron Rodgers talk about this earlier in the week as far as being the ultimate team game. And football is the ultimate team sport. Like, even if Russell Wilson goes out there and throws for 400 yards, if the defense isn't playing consistently, if the special teams isn't doing their job and stopping big plays and creating big plays for the offense, at the end of the day, it doesn't mean anything. And Russell is just going to have a very good stat line, sort of like a guy like in Atlanta we see right now with Matt Ryan. He throws for 400 yards, 350 yards, week in and week out, and they find ways to lose. And so I think at the end of the day, I would rather take the win, the gritty win, over the guy putting up the monstrous numbers.
All right, the Rams are the pick, 1.5-point favorite at home. Cut the Check is sponsored by Viget, the sports betting social network, changing the way America bets on sports. Play in their weekly NFL free-to-play challenge and win prizes. You can bet against us head-to-head on the Viget app. Challenge any of our picks today for Viget coin. You got to bring it to Viget. Download the app now and enter promo code CUTTHECHECK to start winning on the Viget app. We'll have your picks for the Sunday and Monday night games shortly. Let's hit a battle of the two of the best young quarterbacks in the league before we get there. Josh Allen, great against the Seahawks, hung 44 points on Seattle, as we talked about on Sunday. Cardinals came up short against the Dolphins, but it was definitely Kyler Murray continuing to perform at a very high level. This one felt like a little bit of a trap to me by the bettors. Arizona installed as a 2-point favorite at home. What do you think on this one?
I'm not going to roll with the bettors on this one. I know Arizona's look good offensively, but the Bills defense is even better than the Dolphins defense. And we saw what the Dolphins were able to do up against Kyler Murray. And I just don't think that Sean McDermott is going to allow this guy to go for 350 yards passing and then 100 yards rushing on the ground. He's going to have to do one or the other in order to be in this game. And I just don't think that Sean McDermott, being a phenomenal defensive coach that he is going to allow Kyler Murray to just have his way with this type of defense. I think the secondary is a lot more improved. I love the safety play more than the Miami Dolphins had. And I just think that the Josh Allen is finally finding his niche. I think the offense is finally starting to kick themselves into gear. Last week, Stephon Diggs really came alive in a game that they really needed. But then for me, it's John Brown coming back to his former team, which he had a lot of success in Arizona. So I'm looking for him to actually have a phenomenal game. I'm looking for him to really stretch the field a lot. And so I like the Buffalo Bills in this one to go on the road. Jerry Hughes, top five, and Bills Mafia, as far as sacks is concerned, he's still climbing up the charts. And so I'm excited for the Buffalo Bills this weekend.
When you look at Josh Allen, he reminds me of Cam Newton a bit, the way he runs the ball, the way he kind of steps up in those big moments. Is that the best comparison for him? Is peak MVP Cam the best case of Josh Allen?
Well, to be honest with you, for me, he's more of an athletic Joe Flacco, to be honest with you, because the way he can put the ball out.
Can you say athletic and Joe Flacco in the same sentence?
It's very, very rare that you'll ever hear me put those two in the same sentence. But I'm just telling you the truth, man. You talk about the height. You talk about the big arm, being able to stretch the ball down the football field. And realistically, he's just more athletic. He's a guy that goes after what he wants. We saw in his rookie year, he's jumping over guys, and he's showing his teammates that he's willing to do whatever it takes to win. And that's why I compare him to really the Joe Flacco, because of the way he stays calm in the pocket, the way he has the big arm, and the way he continues to fight for his team. And so I just like what he's been able to accomplish over this year. And I think that Buffalo has a bright future with Josh Allen at the helm.
Josh Allen and the Bills catching two on the road. One of the rare instances where they'll be an underdog this season are the pick. Cut the Check is sponsored by Thrive Fantasy Daily, fantasy sports and esports app for player props. Thrive's fantasy games are the easiest to play since they only ask you about the superstars. You select 10 individual player over-under props on stats like passing or rushing yards and play in tournaments for cash prizes. Thrive has awarded over $1 million since launching. Use promo code BTG, that's Beyond the Game, BTG. Receive an instant $20 match in your first deposit of $20 or more. Download the Thrive Fantasy app or sign up at ThriveFantasy.com and prop up today. We've got two great quarterbacks. We talked about them a bit. I'm going to go over under total yards from scrimmage because both these guys can run. Total yards, Jarrell, passing, rushing, even receiving. Who knows? Maybe they try to throw it to one of these guys. Kyler Murray been much more consistent at putting up the big yards. I'm going to give you a huge number for him at 400, and he has gone over quite a few times this season. So over under total yards from scrimmage, Kyler Murray 400. Josh Allen a little bit all over the place. He's had some huge games, and he's had some other games where he really hasn't have to perform for the Bills to win. We'll put his over under at 330. Which QB is going to get the video game numbers this weekend?
Man, I'm going to roll with Josh Allen with the video game numbers. I think that having a good win last week really is going to boost his confidence moving forward. They were played a tough Seattle team, a Seattle team in which a lot of people thought that they were going to go into Buffalo and have their way with the Bills. Russell Wilson was going to be doing his thing all over the place. And they just seemed to really dominate the football game. And so I like Josh Allen. I like these guys. I like their defense. Sean McDermott's defense does travel on the road very well. And I just really believe in what they've been able to accomplish over the last couple of weeks. The Arizona Cardinals, for me, and what Kyler Murray has done, it just proves to me how they are still coming along as a team, just because of how much he has to do in order for these guys to be in a football game. We had Kenyon Drake's been up and down a little bit. He's still top 10 as far as rushing is concerned. You have DeAndre Hopkins that's up there. But at the same time, they have to put up monstrous numbers offensively in order for them to be in the game. And like I said before, I think the Buffalo Bills defense is just a little bit more consistent than the Miami Dolphins defense, although Miami's over the last couple weeks has been wrecking shop.
So you say Kyler Murray, he's not going to get to 400 total yards of offense.
No, sir, I don't believe so. I think, you know, with the combination of Tre'Davious White, Jordan Poyer, you have Hyde in the background, Hyde in the secondary, not the background, but I just think that the combination of these guys, this their secondary, and even Josh Norman out there here and there, they got Wallace off of IR earlier in the year, and I just think that their secondary is starting to really mesh, and they're gonna present some tough sledding for D-Hop and this Arizona Cardinals offense.
All right. Bills are the pick, catching two on the road against Arizona. Look for Josh Allen to put up the big numbers. Kyler Murray probably will put up numbers, but not a huge game for him. They will not break through. We'll get to your big check. Double down, bet a few minutes here. First, we're going to roll through some quick hits. We'll blast off with the Ravens Sunday night. They travel to play the Patriots. Lamar Jackson had a strong game last week. He looked to keep the good times rolling versus New England, coming off just a tight squeaker win over the terrible New York Jets team. Ravens a 7-point favorite in this one. What are you thinking?
I like Baltimore. I like the Ravens. I like what they showed last week defensively. I like what they showed offensively in being able to push the ball down the football field. You know, obviously Bill Belichick is going to, you know, have his eye on Lamar Jackson. He's going to present another safety in the box to be able to spy this guy and being able to run all over the place. They really miss a guy like Patrick Chung in these types of situations, because he would be the guy that would be down in the box, being that physical style type of guy that can run all over the place. But I just like the Ravens. I like what they've been able to do defensively. And I just think that the Pats continue to struggle offensively. When they had big plays, when they needed big plays against the Jets last week, it was QB design runs, quarterback sneaks. These were plays in which obviously Cam is familiar with, but these aren't plays that are going to consistently win football games for you moving forward. This is the National Football League, the cream of the crop. You have to throw the football down the field. You have to be able to run with aggression. And I just think that their playbook looks very vanilla, and offensively they just don't look good. It's been proven. Even guys like James White, even though he's been in and out the lineup this year, dealing with a lot of family issues with the passing of his father. But even when he's been in the lineup, he's been inconsistent. And the way that they feature him normally is something that we always find in high value. So I like the Ravens in this one, and I like them to continue to move forward.
Ravens to cover at -7 over the Pats is a pick for Sunday night. Monday night's got an NFC North matchup between the Vikings and the Bears. The Bears are still in the hunt for this division title here. Vikings seem to be losing ground. Minnesota 2.5-point favorite at home. The bettors just do not like the Bears. They have rarely been favored. It doesn't matter what their record is and what they did. The bettors just don't love them. What do you think? You've had a hard time picking this Bears team. They've been real tough for you.
Well, it's been tough because of the play of Nick Foles. I mean, the up and down, Matt Nagy, they don't know what they want to do. Their defense keeps them in the game as late as they can. And they're always looking for them to find a play to come up late. And so I just think at the end of the day, the Vikings look to be consistent over the last couple of weeks. Yes, Dalvin Cook has looked great. But I'm rolling with the Bears in this one. I'm rolling with these guys at home. We might as well say that Nick Foles works for Subway the way he's been hot and cold. Hot and cold Foles is what I'm calling him, the number six. Nah, just joking. So I just like him, man. I like Nick Foles. After coming off a bad game, he always seems to find a way to bounce back. The Bears defense, if they can consistently continue to play at a high level like they've been, I think they find a way to stop Dalvin Cook this week. And they get their hands on my guy, Kirk Cousins. And I just like the way that the Bears' defense is going to be favored at home.
Can the Bears compete with the Packers for this NFC North division? The Packers have shown some vulnerability late.
If it's a low-scoring game, yes, they have an opportunity. If they're going toe-to-toe in a game with Aaron Rodgers, I don't believe that the Bears have enough weapons and firepower to consistently keep up. Obviously, the absence of Tariq Cohen this year being on IR – Allen Robinson's doing his thing, but they just need a lot more weapons on the outside in order to be consistent.
All right, the Bears catching 2.5 at home are the pick. Let's take an AFC North game, Bengals and the Steelers. I think the Cincinnati is playing better than their 2-5-1 record will suggest, but they'll get another tough game against the undefeated Steelers. We are recording this here Wednesday night. Big Ben is in the COVID protocol. Pittsburgh is a 7.5-point favorite here at home. Can Joe Burrow and the crew hand the Steelers their first loss, Terrell?
No, man. I think, you know, obviously we saw last week that Dallas gave them their best shot at having an opportunity to knock off, you know, Pittsburgh. But I just think that these guys, you know, went into Dallas thinking that they were going to roll their helmet out there and then Dallas was just going to give up. But, you know, the Bengals, they're a tough division game. They're going to be highly competitive throughout the first half at least. But I just think the Bengals pulled this thing. I mean, not the Bengals, but the Steelers pulled this thing out late. Big Ben finds a way to get their offense rolling in the second half. They're going to play hard defensively. The Bengals have played hard defensively all year. And I think that they're going to be in it within the first half. I just personally like Big Ben. I like this defense, Vince Williams, Cam Hayward up front. This secondary has been lights out. And they don't lose division games, man. Obviously, they know they have a guy, a team over there in Baltimore that they have to constantly keep their eye on and constantly keep their foot on the pedal. So they're going to be highly competitive in this game, and I like the Steelers.
Look for the Steelers to cover this 7.5-point spread at home. This obviously assumes Big Ben comes back. We will reevaluate on social media later in the week if we get word that that is not the case. We are assuming he comes back based on the latest information today. Another division matchup on the schedule, it's the Bucs at the Panthers. Huge, huge letdown for Tom Brady Sunday night versus the Saints. You were believing in them. They will look to get back on track versus the Panthers coming off that tight loss to the Chiefs. I mean, the Panthers really fought, but it looks like the Panthers will be without Christian McCaffrey this week. Bucs are a 5-point favorite. What do you say about Tom Brady and the way they just fell apart versus the Saints?
Well, to be honest with you, man, it was bad. You know, the Saints came in with something to prove, man. These guys have been, you know, they've been up and down all year. They didn't necessarily have, you know, their big time playmakers in there. So once they had guys fully healthy, they were really to go in there in Tampa and really prove something. You know, for me personally, it's about the offensive line play for the Tampa Bay Bucs. Like, it seems that if they get pressure on Tom Brady, he seems to be very ineffective. And, you know, obviously Tom's used to having a little clear pocket back there, getting the ball out quickly. With Bruce Arians, these plays develop a lot longer than what they have when they used to do in New England. The ball used to come out a lot faster. And so I think, you know, Tampa Bay has to fix what they can do on the offense, on the offensive line to have a shot. But really, you know, Christian McCaffrey not being in there really hurts the Panthers. Teddy Bridgewater has been trying to do everything he can all year to keep these guys competitive. You know, Mike Davis has filled in very well. And you have Robbie Anderson on the outside. They've been competitive. They've been highly competitive. But I'm going to tell you one thing. It's been very rare that Tom Brady goes back-to-back losses in an NFL season. And so I think that at the end of the day, the Patriots are missing Tom. Let me go ahead and correct myself on that one. But the Buccaneers, man, they really have an opportunity to make a statement and can keep themselves in contention in this division. Because as I spoke before, these guys are now 0-2 against the New Orleans Saints, and they have to stay ahead as far as coming down the stretch in this division in order for them to make the playoffs. Because obviously the Saints are going to keep rolling. And with them having that 2-game lead in the division on these guys, they're going to have to win out in their division as well as outside of their division in order for them to have an opportunity to get in the playoffs.
All right. So the Bucs giving 5 are the pick against the Panthers in that division battle. You haven't been a believer in the Miami Dolphins, man. I grew up down in Miami. I was a Dolphin fan from the time I was a little kid. They got another nice win against Arizona. The Finns defense continues to scoring touchdowns for the Dolphins defense 2 weeks in a row. They'll host the Chargers, just a heartbreaker in the final seconds. Cost us some freaking money. We should have had a push on that one, that touchdown call back at the very end. Miami, I believe their first time being a favorite all season long. They are a 2.5-point favorite this week. Are you ready to believe in the Dolphins this week?
Man, I'm ready to believe in the Dolphins for a couple reasons. LA is traveling all the way over to Miami. It's a very tough trip. Teams don't ever necessarily favor well coming down to Miami with the humidity, the way that the weather is. The defense has been very consistent. Brian Flores is having an opportunity to just purely coach at what he does well, and it's showing up well on Sundays, man. These guys on the defense, they have been playing lights out, man. And so, you know, offensively, they are still middle of the road for me. You know, Tua hasn't put up those monster games yet. He showed a lot of grit. He showed a lot of culture from being from that Alabama culture with what he was able to do late in the games and not giving up and finding ways to extending the drive. But I really like what they've been able to do. And the Chargers, they just continue to find ways to lose games. I think,
and it feels like the Atlanta Falcons, they're like finding a way. They just somehow lose it even when they're supposed to win.
Right. And that's how it is. And I think, you know, they're going to be highly competitive. You know, we talked about Anthony Lynn. Anthony Lynn is going to be on the hot seat as far as coaching is concerned. But obviously, they're putting up a lot of numbers, and they're winning. They're losing these games by a touchdown or less. And so it's not, you know, that's how the NFL works, man. It's very hard to win one game every week. And at the end of the day, you know, the Chargers are going through their woes, and I'm just going to stick with the Miami Dolphins, their defense being consistent and going up against a rookie quarterback. I like what they did last week against Kyler Murray, and I just think that they'll be very consistent this week against Justin Herbert.
I saw a list on ESPN this morning. They had Justin Herbert listed as their favorite at the mid-mark here for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Is he your pick for Offensive Rookie of the Year over Joe Burrow and anyone else?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, because
still a long way to go, right?
It is, you know, obviously, but he's put up some monstrous games, man. He's dropped some dimes this year, man, and I think he's been very – he's been very comfortable in this offense. You can tell that he's a real big Cali kid. He's an LA kid. And so at the end of the day, like, he's starting to come into his own. And, you know, obviously Joe Burrow, he's been very competitive this year. I think the Chargers, for me, it's been their defense that has let down Justin Herbert a lot this year. Just because at the end of the day, you know, they've been up and down. They've had injuries. And so it's been, you know, the quarterback or the biggest position on the team is going to always get the blame in that. And, you know, obviously that's why they are the quarterback. But I just think that you have to applaud Justin Herbert for his play this year. The way he's been dropping the football in there left and right. And then on top of that, he came into the season not even knowing if he was going to be the starter. And just because my guy Tyrod and the doctor was, I mean, that was wild, by the way. I'm going to be all the way honest with you. I've gotten some shots in the league. And so puncturing a lung, that's wild. But, you know, I just think that, you know, Justin Herbert and what he's been able to do, Joe Burrow knew he was going to be the starter. Justin Herbert thought that he was going to have to find out midway through the year, not as early as, you know, week one or two. And ever since then, he's been rocking and rolling.
Yeah, still early to say, but this is certainly looking like one of the better quarterback classes in a few years. All three guys at the top starting, all three of them playing competitively. We'll see where they get to. Still a lot of time to go, both in this season and for those careers. We're not gonna book anybody's trip to the Hall of Fame after a handful of games. But
no. We definitely can. You know, we've seen some good quarterbacks have some great years, and then they kind of fall, you know, off a little bit before coming back. And so we want to see how this story plays out.
We're gonna wrap up this week with another division game. It's the Broncos at the Raiders. Las Vegas got that road win we just talked about against the Chargers. Broncos couldn't get it done against lowly Atlanta. Raiders are a 5-point favorite at home. Can they win and cover that spread?
Yeah, I like the Raiders in this one. I like what they've been able to do defensively. Offensively, they've been consistent. John Gruden knows that he has to get this division win in order to keep up with the Chiefs. These guys have been battling all year. And so I think that at the end of the day, the Raiders know that this is an important win for them. Denver knows that they're still the middle of the road team. You know, you got Locke back there at the quarterback, Lindsey at the running back. But, you know, outside of those guys offensively, we still don't necessarily know where their firepower is coming in at. And so I personally just like I like what the Raiders have been doing. And I like that these guys, I like these guys for the 5.5-point favorite this week.
Raiders at 5.5 are the pick at home. If you are new to the Cut the Check podcast, every week we pick a big check bet. We double down. We go double the bet unit on one each week. And Jarrell, you don't get scared of picking the hard games. You take a hard line. Who's going to be the double down big check bet this week?
So my double down big check bet this week is going to be one of the early games this week. It's going to be Tennessee at the Colts. I just think that at the end of the day, these guys are very poised in making their run towards the playoffs. They know they have to be highly competitive. Having Derrick Henry back there to rely on coming off a short week, Phillip Rivers having all these worlds of issues. They've been inconsistent on the offense. And so I just think Ryan Tannehill, I liked him in these Thursday night games. He's been very competitive. And so I like him this year. I like Vrabel and having these guys ready to go. And so I'm just going to roll. I'm going to double down this week with the Tennessee Titans over the Colts.
I thought you were going to look at that Bills-Arizona game. That one jumped out off the sheet at me a little bit. Bills catching two. In that game against the Cardinals, but at Tennessee Titans are our double down big check bet of the week. They are giving 2 points at home on Thursday night, so we will know if we are starting the week off. We cut the check with the right with some cash in our pocket. We'll go with our double down bet on Tennessee. That is a wrap for us on week 10 picks. We'll be back live on Locker Room on Wednesday night next week. Recap these games and give you our picks for week 11. If you're listening on the podcast networks, we appreciate you listening there as well. Please subscribe to our show, rate the show. If you're listening to us on Locker Room, follow Jarrell Worthy or me, Brian Zwerner, and we will make sure you see what's going on. Keep an eye on our Instagram account, Cut the Check Pod on Instagram. See more content, some highlights, and some late breaking picks. Jarrell, take us home here for week 10. What are your thoughts as we get past the halfway mark here in the season?
Man, guys, we're starting to get into the nitty-gritty of the season. Guys that are elite are starting to separate themselves from the not-so-elite, and I'm very excited to come down the stretch. We're going to get some very big-time football this week, and we appreciate you guys continuing to support our podcast and share it, like it, comment, positive, negative. We appreciate all the feedback that we get. And just continue to share with a friend and listen on the weekends and just check us out, man. Let's make some money.
That's it. Cut the check. Week 10 picks are in, and we will see you next week. Thank you very much and good night.
Sir.